Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
New afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Ike Reese over there. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Jack Fritz and our favorite Eagles Insider of the Year candidate, Elliot Shore Parks.
I want to earn it. Yeah, that's candidate.
Well, you
right
do
now.
Have to earn it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's
great
no
competition.
We don't play favorites here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Now, I will say.
What?
He is one of our favorites, though.
So yeah, Jack sure. did ask me. We were down for the City Connect jerseys.
Yeah.
And Jack said, are you willing to put your Insider of the Year status on Devontae getting a deal before camp? And I said, yes.
Yeah, but again, that seems like informed speculation.
So here's what I'd say, though.
Yeah, you either got to report it or don't report
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
hold
coward.
On, hold on, hold on, hold on. Jack was the one that said it was about that, not me.
Okay.
I didn't come in here and bring that up. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
We'll get back
sounds
to the...
like he wants credit for the year.
Yeah,
yeah, he does.
It's all...
no
had
credit.
He not, I'm sure that Jack would have brought up that he asked.
You need a PAC. You need a political action committee to spend money on advertising to help get your
yes.
your rankings well, higher.
I don't think Twitter's going to help with that.
No.
So I'm going to have to hire someone.
Yeah,
I
do
yeah.
not. Well, actually...
So you versus Howard in a Twitter, you know, poll?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know
I mean,
about
Howard's,
that one.
Howard's the GOAT. I
well,
think
Howard,
would...
no, but Howard's turning into a thirsty voice for Eagles fans. That's what he's
well,
turned
into. Well, but Ike just said that about Elliott earlier.
Yeah, I was going to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, well, they're both pivoting for that, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, kind of.
Going the same path. We'll see where it ends up.
So Sixers Heat tomorrow night, play-in yes. game one. Of course, if they win that game, they go into the official first round against the Knicks. If they lose the game, they play the winner of the 9-10 matchup on Friday. And, of course, every time that we play the Heat, I have to listen to just person after person after person whining and crying about the fact that Jimmy Butler is no longer on the team and he's exactly what we need and yada, 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 wah, 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 wah. Couple of things to clear up about the crybaby nonsense about Jimmy Butler. Number one, he was not that good when he was here. I feel like people are conflating Jimmy Butler of the last two or three years with the Heat with what we had with Jimmy Butler with the Sixers. Jimmy Butler with the Sixers didn't shoot a three-pointer for 6 weeks. Jimmy Butler for the Sixers, everybody talks about how clutch he is. In Game 7 against the Raptors, he had like 15 points. Jimmy Butler with the Sixers was simply not that good, was incredibly disruptive behind the scenes, and was not the sort of player that you risk the future of your franchise for at the time. He did get better, but it is revisionist history to talk about how he was when he was here. The second thing is there was no way they were going to keep him. People talk about they choose Brett Brown over Jimmy Butler. That's not what happened. People talk about they choose Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler. That's not what happened. They chose Ben Simmons over Jimmy Butler. Now, in retrospect, is that a mistake? Of course.
Of course, yeah.
Of course it was a mistake in retrospect. Now, and I'm lead dog in the don't like Ben Simmons camp. But at the time, it was 2018, whatever it was, 2019, Ben Simmons was still incredibly young, incredibly talented, high, not only high potential, but high performance at the time.
He was maybe a top 25 player.
He hadn't
in the
lost
league.
The confidence yet.
Right.
Not at all.
He hadn't done that
so
yet.
So to make the decision at that point to sort of leverage the future of your franchise on 30-year-old disruptive, pretty good player at the time, Jimmy Butler, over Ben Simmons, was impossible. Looking back, would it have been the right call to do it? By the way, that's even debatable, I guess. I guess depending on based on what happened with Simmons, I guess it would have been the right call. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think the future of what that team would have been is what you think it was, because Jimmy Butler wants the entire offense to run through him. We wouldn't see the Joel Embiid that we see right now with the entire offense running through Jimmy Butler. So, A, it just wasn't realistic, and B, he wasn't the player that everybody thinks he was when he was here. And I think it's revisionist history. On top of that, they're going to beat him tomorrow. Tomorrow is, I know it's just a playing game, and it's not even really the playoffs, but tomorrow's a legacy game for Jimmy Butler, or for Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that his legacy is solidified if he beats the Heat, but it is part of his legacy. You know, you look in the history of the NBA, and a lot of times players have to sort of get over the hump against a certain team or a certain person. Michael Jordan had to do it against the Detroit Pistons. LeBron had to do it against the Boston Celtics. And eventually, Embiid has to do it against the Celtics and get to the finals and all those sorts of things. But Jimmy Butler is a true enemy of this team. I know he's a friend of Joel, but he's been a playoff killer. He is a quote-unquote friend of him, and he's a guy who wants to beat the Sixers badly. You're talking about a team that has been in the finals two of the last 3 years, a player who has regularly killed people in the playoffs. If Joel Embiid goes out and beats the hell out of the Heat tomorrow night and Jimmy Butler, that means something for who he is. It would be the best team that they've ever beaten in a playoff game.
I agree with. So it was obviously a mistake to get rid of Jimmy. The logic at the time was good, but clearly their job is to make the right decision and they made the wrong one. So it was a mistake. But to your point about tomorrow night, I agree. We can paint the Heat as the A seed. And Jimmy Butler, to me, represents everything the Sixers need to beat. Whether Jimmy is actually Mr. Playoff Jimmy and whether they're actually this clutch team, that's their reputation. And they've earned it to a certain extent. The Sixers' reputation is coming up small in big games, Joel shrinking when it matters. I think if you put a poll out there of all NBA fans, who do you want in a Game 7, despite the fact Joel is the far superior player, I think it would be a close poll because of what Jimmy represents. So if they beat Jimmy tomorrow, I think it's a huge emotional boost for this team.
Ike, do you think Joel can do it over Jimmy tomorrow night?
Yeah, I do. I do, and I think he needs to do it. You know, I got on Joel last year. It was one of the few times that you know, Joel has really irritated me. I thought he allowed Jimmy It was two years ago Miami beat us, right?
Yep.
That was 2 years ago Miami beat us.
When he had the broken face.
Yes. Yep. I thought he allowed Jimmy to manipulate him and their friendship to take the edge out of the series.
Yeah.
Whereas Jimmy was going for the kill in the series. He had the mental edge, whereas he said he thought Joel should have been the MVP that year and thought he was the best player in the league. And I remember Joel after that series, after one of the games, almost reminiscing about playing with Jimmy Butler and almost saying he wished that he was here.
Yeah.
So that drove me crazy. So I've been on this whole revenge thing against Jimmy Butler, honestly.
Good.
And I think the Sixers need – I think Joel needs to take care of Jimmy tomorrow. They're the better team. It's a 4.5-point spread. Quite frankly, this could be, with a locked-in Joel Embiid, this could easily be a 6-10-point win tomorrow night.
I agree with that real quick. I also think it's completely fair to be terrified of this game. I mean, we have seen this team come up small too many times to not think that 10 minutes into this thing tomorrow, Joel's flat, the Heat are making all their threes, it's really tense. I mean, this is the exact game they lose. Yeah.
Terrified.
But
there's no other team I would want to play least in this spot.
This is the guy you were talking about, Jack. Elliot. He's bringing in the past.
Yeah, I know.
He's allowing that to affect his thought process.
Clean slate.
Can I tell you why you shouldn't be terrified?
Why?
Because it is nut-cutting time for Joel Embiid.
Oh, nice. That's gone so well in the past.
But he is or he isn't.
Yeah,
he is or he isn't. I guess my point is he's either going to go in and do it. I know this sounds like elementary. He's either going to go in and do it or he's not.
But what do you think is going to happen?
I have no idea.
But I think that's why it's okay to be terrified. He's in what, his 10th year? It's a 10th year, and we don't know if he has it in him to come up in a play-in game versus the AC.
Dude, I'm not about to be terrified of Duncan Robinson and Jimmy Butler. Are you kidding me?
Scary Terry's out of the game tomorrow, which is good.
The Sixers are way better than the Heat. They were way better than the Hawks. They were better than the Raptors. They were better than the Heat when they lost before. So I agree that you're right. If Joel shows up, they could win this game by 10-plus points. I've seen this Sixers team come up too small for me to go into this game confident, especially against a team
that's
known for coming up. But it is, as long as Joel's here.
Can I tell you, I've become an anti-LeBron guy. But everybody said
welcome to the dark side.
Thank you.
Yeah, the number
you
don't two respect greatness, on this yeah? station. Yeah. Once you work for WIP and you're an Eskin.
You have to be an anti-LeBron guy. Yeah. He wasn't until he was, right? Yep. He was scared. He was a failure. He choked until he didn't. Dirk Nowitzki was a failure and choked until he didn't. There are a lot of players in NBA history, Paul Pierce. There are a lot of players who couldn't get Kevin Garnett. Now, it wasn't really his fault, obviously, in Minnesota, but couldn't get it done until it could. I agree with you. It is hard to believe that he will because we haven't seen him do it. But I'm just not at the point where I'm going to expect him not to.
So it's not that we haven't seen him do it. It's that there are too many scars there from sitting through games that I get excited for. That I'm like, here we go. This is Joel's big moment. And then 8 minutes in, he's flopping. He looks like deadpan on the
face. He's going to do it tomorrow.
I think he probably will. But I just think this idea that we shouldn't be afraid of this game, this is the worst possible opponent for them in this spot.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We'll get back to the phones and back to the Eagles right after Mr. Ike.
Yeah, the guy with the least amount of hair in the building right now.
Yeah,
man, for years you've
it's
heard.
Not even close, buddy.
For years.
You want me to talk about Dr. Glass?
No, I got it.
Okay,
brother.
All right.
You don't need it, by the way. You got a nice head of lettuce over there.
But you never know.
But you've heard Dr. Glad on WIP talking about his amazing services. I just mentioned I'm bald. Forgot to mention how beautiful I am. But not everybody could be so lucky.
You are, man.
That's right. Yeah. Dr. Glad and the Glad Group, they know so many people that think hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure. But that's not the case. The Glad Group, they have restoration treatments to strengthen before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant, and their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, and no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for transepidermal delivery. It's where growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles, and both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glatt Group a call. Always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglat.com. Again, that's 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com and tell them Ike sent you.
215-592-9494. It's a new afternoon show. Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, along with Jack Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks in with us as he is every Tuesday. We were talking about whether the Eagles should take a guard at 22. Elliot and I say yes. Jack, you're a no, right?
Absolutely
Jack,
not.
Jack and I, Jack,
football guy.
Jack's going to protest with his one-year-old son, who's going to play guard instead.
Nice.
If it wasn't so,
Kenny Picketing outside the NovaCare.
Kenny Picketing, right? And the press conference as well today with Howie and Nick Sirianni, where Howie got a little prickly at KYW's Dave Urem about asking about Hassan Reddick. Ken from Cinnaminson, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, man?
What's up, Ken?
I don't normally get the call in this time slot, so I feel really privileged that that it is during Jack's new show, the first day of Jack's new show. That's really cool. I want to get Ike a little worked up on the draft, but before that, I just wanted to say, if we're talking about Eagles insiders, and Elliot might know this because he's on the morning show an awful lot, I told those morning show guys last September that Hassan Reddick was not going to be an Eagle in 2024.
So. Are you the Eagles insider of the year?
Certainly belongs on the ballot, it sounds like.
Ken from Cinnaminson. Jack, put him on the list.
And I also told him the day when legal tampering was about to begin, which is an oxymoron, by the way, legal tampering.
That kind of sounds like Howard.
That the Eagles are going to sign Bryce Huff. But, okay, but we'll leave that at it. Listen, if Troy Fitano is sitting there at 22, draft to help the Eagles for the next 10 years than any corner that the Eagles could possibly take in that spot. He will start at right guard day one, bump out to right tackle when Lane retires, and it'll do more to solidify the right side of that offensive line for the next 10 years than any corner that they could possibly draft. And as Ike knows, every football game that's ever been played is won and lost.
Right in the trenches, man.
Trenches.
Listen, I love the trenches.
You a football guy or not, Ike?
Yeah, I'm a football guy. First of all, don't lock me into the cornerback position. I said that's one of the positions I would look at. Defensive end, pass rusher would be my first spot I would look at. Chop Robinson is at the top of Ike Reese's draft board at the number 22 spot.
Ugh.
But I would say this, Ken. Here's the thing. I'm not telling you that the guard position isn't important. I don't think it's as important of a need in this year's draft for the Eagles with those first few picks. I just don't. I believe there is a devoid of talent on the defensive side of the ball, especially young talent. And just like you can take a guy and have him sit and learn for Lane or any other position like Cam Jurgens did, you can do the same thing over on the defensive side of the ball. You can do the same thing over on the defensive side of the ball. I'm sorry. I look up at their defensive ends. Josh Sweat's on the last year of his deal. We're begging Brandon Graham. Love you, BG, but we're begging Brandon Graham to come back for another year. We got Nolan Smith, who barely played last year, and if you stood him up next to me, we probably look the same. My 225 looks a little different because it's got a little bit of a belly there with it, but I'm just saying.
I think you could take him.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I ain't fit to play defensive end in this league.
Right.
Right? So
he might have been.
There's
90,
a lot of question marks there when you look at the defensive ends they have on this team right now. Bryce Huff has never been a full-time starter. You're about to trot him out there. So I look at the defensive side of the ball, and you're trying to tell me the offensive guard position is more important than finding someone that could get after the quarterback or, I don't know, slow down these wide receivers in this league? I say you're wrong. In that stance. I just do. I just think a guard is much easier to find.
The WIP Afternoons Twitter poll brought to you by Mark's Jewelers at Afternoons WIP. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, what would your reaction be if the Eagles take a guard with a 22nd pick? 56% annoyed, 44% happy. Pretty split down the middle. Yeah. Mike in Bucks County, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
What up, man?
What's up, Mike?
Oh, my goodness. Good to talk to y'all. Spike, you're here.
I'm here. The rumors
Thank
are
God.
True.
Thank God. I was worried about Jack for a little while there. I had to catch myself. Listen, the Sixers thing.
Yeah.
I agree with everything that we know in retrospect about Jimmy Buckets, but Ben Simmons was clearly not a promising young star at the time when we made that decision. They already knew he was not playing nice with others. He was avoiding all kinds of, you know, controversy and stuff about him shooting. So I had to call in and tell you guys, yeah. I just think that, in retrospect, might actually did us a favor, but at the time, there's no way you could keep Ben Simmons over a guy that was actually making shots and running up and down the floor.
He wasn't making shots. I mean,
he also dribbled the air out of the ball at the end of Game 7. If
Jimmy,
I remember correctly.
Yeah,
Jimmy did.
Yeah, I think just
Yeah,
I think one moment
compared to four seasons. I mean, I love you guys. I'm just saying.
Four seasons of what? What had Jimmy Butler done up until that point that would lead you to believe that he could take a team to the finals?
For me, it's not about Jimmy Butler. It's about we kept holding on to Ben Simmons.
I agree we held on to Ben Simmons for no good reason. But that's wrong for no good reason. And I got to tell you, I am negative on Ben Simmons, and I think my record would show I've been negative on Ben Simmons for a really long time, but I think you're crazy going back to that point, knowing A, what Jimmy was at the time, and B, what Ben was at the time, and say that they should get rid of 22-year-old Simmons for 30-year-old Butler. And by the way, there's a lot of things that went on, and obviously, like, you know, they haven't totally come to light about what Butler was like on the team at that time. It was just, he wasn't a leader. You know, that wasn't the kind of guy that I think you want around the
team. They actually molded him into being this type of player in Miami. The Heat culture, Pat Riley, Spoelstra down there, like they had a strong enough structure that Jimmy had to conform.
The one thing, here's a moment I remember with Jimmy
Butler.
And
it's Butler, brought the best out of him.
100%.
Yeah.
And by the way, even physically, I think one of the reasons he doesn't play hard in the regular season and he sort of runs out of gas as the playoffs sort of go on. I think physically he played a lot of minutes when he was with the Bulls.
Those young days, yeah.
I think physically he's probably not where a lot of other stars of his ilk are, at least in terms of how much he can do it. But the one moment I think about that happened in Miami, and if it happened in Philadelphia, it would have. The entire organization would have unraveled, is during a timeout, Eric Spoelstra was arguing with Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler threatened to fight Eric Spoelstra in the huddle. He threatened to fight the coach. Now, that is not me. I'm not saying that is a bad thing about Butler. It's just reality, something that happened.
Well, it's not a great thing about Butler.
But you know what they did? It didn't derail anything.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed on the team. The coach stayed there. And by the way, that's an organizational thing that everybody knows the coach is not going anywhere. Jimmy knows the coach isn't going anywhere. Can't get anything done about that. There's something about Miami, and it's why LeBron left, by the way. One of the reasons LeBron left is because he couldn't dictate what was going to happen with that organization.
Yeah.
And that's a much bigger question about the Sixers. But if Jimmy Butler threatened to beat up Doc Rivers or threatened to beat up
Brett Brown,
or threatened to beat up Nick Nurse, the entire organization would unravel.
Would you ask Pop that question?
Yeah, and you know the thing about that situation, Spike, because I remember it, and I remember commenting on it at the time, and I remember tweeting it, you know, Jimmy with the fake tough guy act, because Udonis Haslam stepped right to him and told him, we don't do that here. I beat your bleepity bleep. Right here, like, we don't do that down here. You don't talk to the coach that way, because I remember Spoelstra standing up saying, what, you want to fight me?
Yep. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I add to that, it happened once. It ain't happened again.
Right.
Because you know the Godfather talked to him. Because Spoelstra was Pat Riley's guy. And he ain't choosing no player over Eric Spoelstra. That's his guy. And you know what Pat Riley probably told him? You want to be playing in Detroit?
Yeah,
I trade you up out of here in a heartbeat. You do that again. We don't do that down here. And it hasn't happened again with Jimmy Butler.
And that's the concern for me about tomorrow night. The team they're going up
against. That toughness. The Heat culture is real. I buy into it.
It pokes at the exact Sixers weakness.
But that's again.
I know you have to over. I agree. You have to get past it.
If we were in Miami, I'd be nervous. We're at home.
I'd rather play in Miami.
I feel comfort in knowing that after tomorrow night, we are going to know a lot more about everyone.
Yeah.
That I feel comfort in that. So coming up next, two big things. First of all, Vic Fangio has been cornered by someone of note at Philly's batting practice today.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
I think
God.
I might have just, my stock might have gone down.
Someone of note, but even bigger than that, the king of... The 5 at 5, the king of the afternoon show, the king of that smaller studio over there, he's back.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
He
is back.
We've had months of subpar 5 at 5s. No disrespect to ever. Buzz.
We would never do that.
No disrespect to Fran.
I just thought that was a compliment.
Tons of disrespect to Fran.
It's a part.
No disrespect to Ben. But
you
the goat
said horrible.
The goat is here.
Yes.
And the real 5 at 5 returns next on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.